So, you have a Batman movie for me?
Yes, sir, I do. And I thought instead of that dark gothic look from the last two movies, we could change things up and make it super bright and colorful and neon.
Oh, what made you want to change that?
I went to a rave recently and I can't stop thinking about it.
Well, okay then. This is definitely a good place to get that weird energy out of your system.
I also had some thoughts about some costume changes we can make.
You know what? You could just take that up with the wardrobe people. I don't need to approve every little thing.
You sure?
Yeah, I mean, unless it's something insane.
No, I mean, it's pretty straightforward stuff, I think. I think it makes a lot of sense.
Well then, yeah, no, I'm sure that's fine.
Great. So at the beginning of the movie, Two-Face is trying to kill Batman.
Oh, what's his problem with Batman?
Well, in court one day, a mob guy threw acid in his face, and so Two-Face is mad at Batman because he was there and he didn't stop it, I guess.
What, was Batman just sitting in court?
Yeah, I guess so, I don't know. The point is, Two-Face is crazy now and he's obsessed with killing Batman.
But why?
Because I said so.
Fair enough.
So Two-Face, the whole movie, he's trying to kill Batman and he keeps failing.
Very, very cool.
Yeah, at a certain point, he's chasing Batman, and Batman drives up the side of a building.
Wow, how does he get back down?
Unclear.
Oh, okay.
Anyway, so eventually Bruce Wayne is gonna meet one of his employees, Edward Nygma, who's like obsessed with him, right?
Okay.
And he wants to work with Bruce on some brainwave manipulation technology, but Bruce says no, so he just goes insane.
Oh, he does?
Yeah, he just loses his mind, because that's how we show that people are evil in these movies.
Mental health issues, of course.
So he starts sending these riddles to Bruce Wayne.
Oh, so he's the Riddler now?
Actually, no, he doesn't decide on becoming the Riddler until like 40 minutes later.
He was already sending riddles before being the Riddler?
Yeah.
Well, okay then.
We're also gonna have a new love interest for Bruce Wayne in this movie. She's a psychologist named Chase Meridian.
And what does she do in the movie?
Well, she flirts with Batman a whole lot. She uses the bat signal as a booty call.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and when he shows up, she's just all over him. I mean, she really wants to sleep with Batman.
And how does he react to that?
Well, he says stuff like, it's the car, right? Chicks love the car.
Oh.
And he also says, are you trying to get under my cape, doctor?
Wow.
And when he gets in his car and drives off, he's like, women. Well, that all sounds like dialogue that Batman should definitely say.
I agree, so he's gonna.
Perfect. So Bruce is gonna bring these riddles he's receiving to Chase, and she's gonna be like, well, whoever made these is obsessed with you.
Oh, so he makes the connection to the obsessive Edward Nygma guy he met just a few days before? He doesn't, no. Isn't he supposed to be the world's greatest detective?
Yeah, well, it's much easier for me to write a story if he doesn't figure out super obvious things right away.
That makes sense.
So anyway, Bruce brings Chase to the circus, and the Riddler is watching the whole thing unfold on the news.
Oh, that reminds me, did you catch the live broadcast of the circus on the news last night?
Of course, I never miss a live broadcast of the circus on the news. That's a normal and regular thing that happens.
It's perfectly normal.
I know it is, that's why it's in the script.
Well, good.
So anyway, Two-Face and his goons bust in, and they're like, you guys gotta tell us who Batman is, or we're gonna blow this whole place up.
Oh, so what does Bruce do?
Well, he yells, I'm Batman, but nobody hears him because the crowd's too loud.
Not even Chase, who's sitting right next to him?
That's what we're going with. So he just starts kicking butts all over the place.
And nobody makes the connection that this billionaire is suddenly doing public kung fu?
They don't, no. And then this acrobat family, the Graysons, they save the day.
Oh, great.
But they all die except for the youngest one.
Oh, bummer. What's his name?
Dick.
Hey, screw you, buddy.
No. That's his name. His name is Dick Grayson.
No, I know.
Oh, okay. So anyway, Bruce feels bad, so he adopts him.
Oh, so he's a child?
No, he's very clearly in his 20s.
So Batman adopts a fully grown adult man?
He sure does, sir. And let me tell you, this grown man, he does laundry like a martial arts master.
Oh, what the hell are you talking about?
And he's eventually gonna find out that Bruce is Batman, and he becomes Robin.
Wow, how does he find out that Bruce is Batman?
Well, he stumbles into the Batcave, and he sees everything.
There's no security system in place down there?
There is a security system, actually. It says the word intruder out loud, and then puts all of Batman's stuff on display.
Oh, a very useless security system.
Yeah, it's pretty useless. So then Two-Face and the Riddler team up.
And what's their plan?
Well, they put a bunch of Riddler's brainwave devices in everybody's homes, and Riddler starts to, like, absorb everybody's intelligence.
Oh, very rude. I had a guy do that to me once. It wasn't pleasant, but I enjoy cartoons a lot more now.
Well, great. So eventually, Two-Face and Riddler break into Wayne Manor, and they just destroy a bunch of stuff, and they kidnap Chase, and they shoot Bruce in the frickin' face.
Oh my god, they kill Batman?
No, they just shoot him in the face, which knocks him unconscious.
Oh, okay, but wouldn't Two-Face just shoot him again while he's unconscious?
No, because the Riddler tells him not to.
But that's literally been his one motivation the whole movie.
Right, but the movie's not done yet.
Oh, okay.
So then Batman and Robin go to try to save chase and stop the bad guys.
I love it.
And Robin fights Two-Face and wants to kill him for revenge, but then he doesn't because Batman told him not to.
Very mature.
Yeah, so then he gets kidnapped too.
Oh, that didn't work out.
Not really, no. And so then Batman ends up in this situation where Riddler's like, hey, here are two people you care about. You can only save one of them.
Man, it's gonna be tough for Batman to get out of that situation.
Actually, it's gonna be super easy. Barely an inconvenience.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he just tosses a batarang at this big glass thing that controls Riddler's brain waves, and then it fries his brain.
Riddler decided to confront Batman under a big breakable thing that's the source of his brain power.
He sure did, yeah.
Wow.
So then Batman saves the people he cares about, but then Two-Face pops out.
Uh-oh, so what does Batman do?
Well, Two-Face flips his little coin that he likes to flip, but Batman tosses a bunch of coins in the air, and so Two-Face falls to his death.
What about that whole we shouldn't kill people thing?
Yeah, no, see, the message is that murder is not an okay thing, but if you do something that leads to someone accidentally taking their own life, that's fine.
Oh, educational messages are tight. Kids are gonna learn a lot from this.
Yeah, and so Riddler goes crazy, right? And he can't even remember that Bruce is Batman, so his secret identity is safe.
Well, great.
Yeah. I mean, except for Sugar and Spice, Two-Face's two girlfriends who were around the whole time and saw everything and are still alive.
Whoops.
Whoopsie. So what do you think?
Well, I think it sounds like a very different direction for Batman, for sure.
Yeah, definitely. But I mean, seeing Michael Keaton as Batman again is gonna make everybody happy.
Right, I mean, that's if he agrees to do it.
I mean, once he reads the scripts, I don't see why he'd say no.
No, that's a good point. You're right.
Hey guys, it's Ryan here. Hope you enjoyed that pitch meeting. We have a ton of these on the channel that you can check out. You could also leave me a comment down below letting me know what other movies you'd like to see pitches for. Don't forget to like, comment, subscribe, share on Facebook and Twitter. Spread it around. And as always, check back soon for a new pitch. Bye-bye.